massive result. We knew it would be a big, you know, important game. They're all important. They're all big games this time of the season. But, you know, Welling have been on a very good run and recently, you know, within 9 points of us, won their last two away games, away at Dover, away at Chelmsford. And, you know, Jamie Day's got a very good squad and he's got a very good set of players there. So we knew it would be a tough game. We started very brightly. First 15 minutes, probably a little bit unlucky. Another day, Moses Adamola had a shot saved by the goalkeeper. And I thought to myself, we started well. But, you know, we just had a little five-minute spell where we lost our way and they had a free kick. The warning sign was there when we give a cheap free kick away and we nearly got punished. And I'm afraid 3 or 4 minutes later, we did get punished. Same area, really. And, you know, again, the big test of character is going to be that when you're 1-0 down in front of your own fans and you're playing against a team who've beaten two of the playoff four promotion hopeful sides recently and beaten them, we knew it would be a big test. But, you know, we got the equalising goal, deservedly equalising goal. Pleased for Tom Davis. Coming at 1-0 at half-time and felt very confident we'd go on and win the game. I felt that we were just starting to up the game and dictate it. And ideal start the second half. They were a little bit cold, but we've got the ball forward and Giuseppe Souls hit a wonderful strike, ball over his shoulder, crashed it in from probably 25 yards in the bottom corner. And, you know, from then on, really, we had several chances, you know, really completely kill the game off, but the third one wouldn't come. And they're going to have a go at the end, which they did. But a great result, picking 9 points up in the three games over the last week has been a big lift. And I think it's shown a great deal of character where we're going.
And a word about the game in general, because it was a great advert for Blues Square South, Gary, and for non-league football in general. And referees who are much maligned these days, I thought the game was very well refereed, who really gave the game a chance.
Yeah, he wasn't, you know, he wasn't booking here or booking there. It was, you know, it was a sensible game. It was competitive. It could be hard. We all know it was going to be hard for both sides. No, and he, as you say, he's contributing and letting the game flow as much as he can. So, like I say, a big win for us today. We're very pleased, of course.
A word about Giuseppe Soule, because you'd only just come out for the second half. On my clock, Gary, it was 5 seconds into the second half. I just wonder what you said at half-time.
Well, no, you know, at the end of the day, you always want to start the second half on the front foot, you know, and of course you look to be, you know, turning them and pinning them in their half and getting the crowd behind you and getting them on your side. But it's worked out, you know, really unbelievably quick for us. You know, Adam Newton's got the ball there. He's just, you know, clipped the ball into space to Giuseppe Soule. And, you know, no one has ever doubted the quality that the lad's got. And I think it's a case of that he's gone away, he's come back, he now realises that he wants to be part of this Woking setup, and he knows he's got to earn the right. It don't matter what team you are, any level of football, whether it's Tottenham, Arsenal, Man United, you have to work hard. You have to work hard to get your results, and you sometimes have to work hard to win the battles, to turn around and come out on top. We've done that today, deservedly winners, and as I say, and it's a big result for us.